How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
We're back. Second segment, old school Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. Coordinator day yesterday. We weren't on the air, but we got some coordinator audio. We got Coach Dana that was came up there, was getting introduced to the Nebraska media storm. What do you have to say, Austin?
Does he feel any pressure to help the team get to six wins? Early impressions of Dylan, familiarity with Nebraska, process of him becoming OC. Position coach blindness and his input on personnel in games. Thoughts on the offense as a whole. Thoughts on receivers. Thoughts on running game. What you thinking?
Probably. We do the. What was it? The one after the process of him being coordinator, was that?
Position coach blindness and the input Dana Holgorsen has on the personnel being used.
We'll do that, and then we'll go to. Yeah, we'll do that.
Cool. Here's Dana Holgorsen on that.
Yeah, I give my opinion. I give my opinion. Coach Rule has mentioned this, that, you know, fresh set of eyes on things are good. I totally 100% believe that, you know, position coaches get blinded by what they see sometimes based on a whole bunch of different things, you know, and sometimes players, you know, they come in and they get fresh set of eyes on it, and some opinions are different than others' opinions. You know, I mean, that's what position coaches, they fall in love with specific people and they don't want to give other people chances. That's every position coach across the country falls into that trap. I did too as an assistant, you know, and so I'm constantly looking at it, and I've voiced my opinion. I found one today. Not going to mention it until we go talk about it as a staff, but I found a young kid today that I think can help us play on Saturday. You know, that just keep your eyes open for that. But, at the end of the day, it's about competition. If there's competition, then people play better. If there's not competition, then people relax. And, you know, I think our job as coaches, especially in this situation right now, is for, you know, I'll say, look, this is what I see. You know, if you don't like it, then do something about it in practice, you know?
Yeah, no, this is about as old school as you can get in modern day football, right? the position or the falling in love with certain players. I mean, I deal with that sometimes in basketball. Basketball is different because you generally only got 8-9 guys, but then you got some kids that you just feel like a little bit obligated to. My thought process is different. I'm going to probably I'm going to give a kid that's more invested a little bit more leeway than a kid that's just there kind of biding time. But, you know, look at new set of eyes and what they like to see certain type of skill sets run different routes. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, that's just, you know, what he likes is what he likes. And if he sees something that maybe is kind of like, all right, that's not a big deal. And then if he comes in, everything's a big deal, then or, you know, what he sees is different, then, you know, more power to him. Look, I look at it like this. The best thing you can do is have, obviously he's the coordinator, but the conversation between the co-coaches or the other coaches is good, because it's not the person that they've been having a conversation with for the whole year. So that he's calling the plays, so they can kind of go back and forth, and he can learn and they can learn, and then hopefully they can move forward and obviously win this week.
Some of this we won't know until after the fact, but if it works out, it's going to be, hey, it was the spark, the jolt, the new voice, the new eyes that player X, player Y, player Z needed. If it doesn't work and guys don't get better, it's one too many cooks in the kitchen, one too many opinions, because you can't have too many eyes on something. You can't have too many opinions being heard, which is why, again, ultimately how this move works or doesn't work isn't on Dana Holgorsen. It's on Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
Right. It's his final say on all of this. At least it should be. He's putting his stamp of approval on it, if that's what he's saying it is. So he wants Dana Holgorsen's opinion. He's going to bring him in. Cool. You better be sure that it's going to be a fresh perspective with a purpose, not just a fresh perspective. And it's going to be different for every player, right? Right. Some players are going to take it and run with it. Other players are going to say, no, it's too much. They can't handle it. There's a lot going on mentally, a lot to process. You just hope the ones that it clicks for are the ones that actually help you get to win number six and whatever comes next.
I mean, I think around here is damn if you do, damn if you don't. But at the end of the day, you just got to be focused and try to make the decision that you got to make in the time to try to win. Because if it doesn't work out, then you got, like you said, too many cooks in the kitchen and you should have stayed with what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. If it does work out, then it's like, well, why didn't you do it before? And then if it does work out, then you're like, why you ain't do it before and why you ain't make it? Then you, it, so at really what you need to just really dummy it down and it says, listen, you call somebody, you ask for help and they come up and you ask for their perspective. It takes, in this day and age with college football coaches or coaches in general, this is coaches in general, not even just head coaches, but coaches in general at any level. Okay. Mm-hmm. We talk all the time about high school coaches.
Yeah.
DP as well, he knows it. And heck, he told the story about him and Barry being on the staff and they're going out there like, we got to get up out of here. I mean, straight up I'm going to say this. I don't care what, I mean, I do care if it, I want it to work. But separately, I can say it takes cojones or some sort of humbleness, whatever you want to. I'm not big into the, not real empathetic. but it takes a man to say, hey, Austin, DP, I need some help. Will you come help me? Because normally they won't, mm-hmm. And that's at any level. Or they're where they won't accept it. And so, I think, a different perspective and what they like and don't like in his opinion, definitely come in there. He has nothing to lose by giving his honest opinion either, which is also what he's probably there for as well.
Texter 1000 on the text line here.
See what he got to say.
Yeah, he says there's some coaches dealing with some stuff. I had a track coach right here told me that one of his track athletes asked him if he had to come to track practice every day.
I had a track coach right here from Lincoln told me that one of the kids asked him. What is he talking about?
One of the kids was asking if he had to show up to every practice.
On his track team?
Yes.
You mean a high school kid?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's something, yeah. It's
what coaches are dealing with.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I mean, it's just crazy to read. You know?
Well, I'll tell you this.
That always happened somewhere else.
I'll tell you this. They have high school tryouts right now. I think they're done. I coach, and I know a lot of the kids in Lincoln. Yeah. Been a lot of kids out there.
I'll speak personally. I have texts every day from people, professionals, who ask if they have to come to work that day, doing the thing that they're supposed to love.
No, I don't stop. There's not
every day. Every day. Every day. And every day. I am so results focused and function that here's my thing. I'm not trying to.
Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch, full stop. And their ceramic watch material, almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
We try to be the best radio station possible, period. And constantly on a day-to-day basis. And there's some talented people here. There's some gifted people here. But without fail, there has not been a day where somebody hasn't texted me with a thing that just made me shake my head and say, that's okay. Do what you think is better, because you know better than I do about what's required.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And it's all day.
It's hard, though, because at some schools or some places, you can get away with it and still play. And you see it all the time in high school, you know, some kids. And that's where you see some kids that were very gifted or you're potentially very gifted that kind of have been catered to. And then when they get in on the big stage, they crumble because they... Look, if you have any, and it doesn't matter if you're playing in the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, or trying to go to the Olympics, if you're an Olympic, you know, athlete in college, and then you go try to run for ASICS or whatever. If you have aspirations to get there, I can promise you, if you only do the minimal, you will fail.
It always clears.
But the problem is, And I saw this a lot in the NFL. There was a lot of guys that were allowed to do the minimal in college. And then now you got to be asked to do the maximum, and they push back on it. It was always something like that. And they were waiting for somebody to have a different set of rules for them when they weren't good enough. See, here's the difference where people understand about, and this is the difference. And I learned this when I was in Buffalo. Bruce Smith had a different set of rules. Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Ted Washington, not really because he never broke the rules. He could. They all had different set of rules. You want to know why? Because they were actually really good players. Then there were some players that either had set different set of rules, they weren't very good, then they were gone. You got to be actually really, really good at it to get a different set of rules. But here's the difference between Thurman, Bruce, and Andre when they were in year like 13, 14 when I got in. They were like 10. When it came down to preparation, they were fine. They just needed certain adjustments for their body. They've played a lot of football. They went to 4 Super Bowls, so forth and so on. So it was warranted.
Well, they earned it.
They earned it.
I guarantee you these little athletes thought they had earned the right to not have to practice every day because I'm just faster than everybody. Or there's nobody here faster than I am. Or at least they think they're as good as Bruce Smith. Right.
Well, if those coaches, if you as a leader are continuing to make adjustments for them, it's not the kid's fault.
The standard
is changed by Bruce Smith and them. That's the standard. Now they've earned that to have, you know, does Bruce Smith need to go to a special teams meeting? He ain't never going to play special teams. So if he needs more time to do treatment and Jay Foreman needs to go to a special teams meeting, well, then the rules are different because he don't need to be there because he's got to get prepared for Sunday. My body is different than his. His career is significantly different than mine. The problems are when you get these little middle-of-the-road guys that somehow think they're as good as Bruce Smith, that one other rules, and then when they have to give up, then when they got to actually do the things to get the new rules or the Bruce Smith-type rules, they can't perform.
This is how I process in the text. Said, DP, if I got those texts every day, those people wouldn't be working for me. Working on it. Here's the thing. that 5 years ago, this station had six hosts. Six.
Right.
We currently have 90. And guess what happens when we go from 90 as the travel squad goes from 90 to 70 or 90 to 55 as they do in the NFL. The weeding process generally takes care of itself. It really does. That build it quite enough. There are a whole bunch of people that think they're good enough and think they deserve privilege until one day you simply say, we're winning Super Bowls. We're not just collecting paychecks. You're out of here. Go do something else. Because here's a person that will do the work the way you want, put in the work, come to practice, go to film study, help out their teammates, even when it ain't about them, and then help you be the best. And ultimately, the weeding process happens. On every team I've ever coached, I had to change the standard. Every single one. And there were always dudes who thought, you know what? I don't have to go to practice. I don't have to come work that day. Until, they moved on without me and got better for it. I tell people all the time, you come to work here and be a part of the best station, or you can go somewhere else and we'll still be the best station. That's my responsibility. The coach has the responsibility. The teammates. Jay, you know who needs to do the work and who doesn't. Yeah. Ultimately, I could say, hey, Jay, you set the standard and then you carry it. You may or may not want to do that.
All right.
That internal friction that's required.
Yeah.
And then ultimately we decide. Because if I decide I'm going to ride with Jay Foreman versus riding for being the best,
right,
then the two have to meet. They have to meet. And I tell people all the time, the best place for me to know whether somebody deserves the right to be here and belongs on my team, because this is my team.
Right.
That ultimately you can be a role player until I need you to be a star. And if you're not a star, then you got to go. I'm going to go get me a star. And for the role players involved, there are people that are thrilled to do everything to go to be Jay Foreman and go to special teams meeting.
Right.
And do extra film study and carry Bill Bruce Smith luggage and get him lunch while he get his rehab.
Oh, yeah. You got to put in your work, man. You got to put in your time.
There it is, man. Listen, you make an excuse, you make a way. I'm a way maker. That people will figure this out in sports. And my biggest frustration with being around sports people who don't understand that everything requires the standard. And Jay Foreman standard, there are people here that need to get on Jay Foreman standard. There are things that people that would say, hey, Jay, how come you pressing the line on this?
Yeah.
Oh, Austin makes himself available. Well, guess what? Somebody that doesn't make themselves available absolutely is going to look at Austin with a bad look on their face.
Oh, yeah.
And they're required because you need Nick as a standard, Austin as a standard, Jay as a standard, Amon Green as a standard, and then everybody else has to get on that level.
Right.
Or you can't be good. Certainly can't be great. And then ultimately, the Turk shows up. The Turk shows up. And listen, I make a really good Turk.
Hmm. With that being said, the Turk has came for time to take a break. Jay Foreman, DP, also will be right back.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.